From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif is vowing to intensify counterterrorism operations in the wake of Sunday's deadly suicide bombing in the eastern city Lahore. At least 72, including some 30 children, were killed. 300 others wounded in the blast at a crowded park. Mr. Sharif said he would avenge every drop of blood of our martyred people. He visited Lahore, chaired a security meeting, and visited hospitals where victims are being treated. A military spokesman says security agencies have conducted several operations based on initial leads, arresting a number of suspect terrorists and facilitators. The UN says it received allegations of two new cases of sexual abuse by UN peacekeepers in Central African Republic. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric says the latest cases raise the number of reported allegations of sexual abuse by peacekeepers in CAR this year to 25. The first involves a member of a Burundian contingent.
The allegations are in connection with the alleged rape of a 14-year-old girl, which was first reported to the mission by UNICEF last week. In addition, there is also another new allegation of possible sexual exploitation implicating an yet unidentified member of the Moroccan military contingent. According to the information received by the mission, the unidentified peacekeeper engaged in an exploitative sexual relationship with a local adult woman in February of this year.
The UN has faced months of attention over allegations of sexual abuse by peacekeepers, mostly in CAR and Democratic Republic of Congo. The 69 alleged abuse cases reported last year, more than half were in those two countries alone. This is VOA News. A man reported